Okay, now the Chili Peppers. There have been
Yes.
rumors. You guys are
Yes.
breaking up. What can you tell me about the status of the band?
The status of the band is that we're on a break. We haven't broken up. Nobody's quit. You know, it's just when other people do other things, which we've always done, immediately, you know, and the band's on a break, people start talking, you know, hey, you've broken up or this or that. You know, I was just over at Anthony's house when I was back in L.A. last week, and we were talking about it, and he just had a conversation with Lee, and we're just taking a break. We're really just taking a break from being the Chili Peppers, which we've been pretty nonstop for almost 25 years.
Right.
And that's a long time to be in a rock band. And, hey, I love it. I'm very proud of what we do. I think that we're you know, it's really a really rewarding musical situation to be in. And I love the Chili Peppers. I'm very proud of it. But I also think it's important to do other things. We will come back and we will reconvene and we will come back and we'll do things that will be fresh and new. I can't say exactly when, but we've got more business to take care of.
Actually, I have a question about you and the Chili Peppers and the early days. When you hooked up with them, did you sense anything special, like this could be the band, or was it kind of like a let's wait and see where this goes kind of attitude that you had?
I joined the band 20 years ago, 1988, right around this time, actually, John. And the band had been together for about 4 years, and had made 3 albums, and I had just moved out from Detroit, and a friend of a friend kind of thing. They were holding an audition. Hillel Slovak had passed away a few months earlier.
Yes.
And Jack Irons, the original drummer, quit. He had had enough. The band was a bit of a disarray, a lot of drugs. Things were not that great, I would say, around that time. And Glee and Anthony wanted to continue playing, and they got, you know, John Frusciante, this young 18-year-old. He's a huge Chili Pepper fan. It was his favorite band, and I don't even think he'd ever been in a band before. He out of Chatsworth and playing in his bedroom, and he was just a little prodigy, little freak, and I didn't really know too much about him, tell you the truth. I guys with the socks and their dicks, yeah, and, you know, but I was just like, wow, here's a band, they got a record deal, man, yeah, great, they play rock, cool, I'm in. And so I just went in there, so I didn't have any preconceived notion, like, ooh, you know, it's the Chili Peppers. I mean, you have to remember, at this time, they were kind of a college underground band.
Right, exactly.
You know, kind of, you're not selling too many records, and, you know, just a kind of band, you know, under the radar, but, you know, pretty cool, you know. So I just went down to this crappy rehearsal place in Silver Lake, Holy Gully, and someone had told them that I ate drums for breakfast, you know. I get this guy, Troy eats drums for breakfast. So I'm bringing in my drum set to this rehearsal place, and Flea's like, hey, man, is that your breakfast? I'm like, what? So, you know, I just thought they were, you know, and this time, it was all about, like, your funny haircut and your tattoos and what you look like. And I had, like, long hair and probably, like, a Metallica T-shirt on or something. I was, like, 25 or 26 at the time. So I just came in and just started, and we just got to jam and just have a spontaneous, you know, improvisation jam. And, you know, it was like, just, we hit it off, like, right away. Musically, we really hit it off right away. You know, personally, it takes a little time, and I was like, man, these guys are kind of weird. And Anthony was just laughing, and, you know, it was just a moment of pure, like, big ball of energy in the room. But musically, it felt really good. I didn't think anything like, oh, we were going to be this, you know, big rock band or, you know, be together for this long. It was really, you know, just, wow, they have a record deal and they're going to make a record? Wow, that would be great. I'd love to do that. Any musician wants to do that. And that was it. And, like, you know, a month later, I'm standing on the rocks in Malibu with a Spin magazine photo shoot with a sock on my dick. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm in the band now.
What's harder, posing with a sock on your dick or playing with a big flamethrower coming out of your head?
Well, you combine the two, which we've done, and that's... then you're in the danger area. You don't want to burn any extremities. But, yeah, we were really, you know, always have been very about entertainment, you know. And early on in our career, especially in Europe, the band was known more for our I guess, antics, if you will, than the music, you know. And that's very one-dimensional, just to focus on one thing, you know. Oh, they play naked or with socks or this or that. But we like to entertain. We're from Hollywood, man. We're entertainers. I'm entertainers.
Aside from the Chili Peppers, you have played with a variety of artists, but one of them in particular was John Fogerty.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
That was an honor, you know. He's that was a long time ago, 94 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was doing one of his solo records. And there's this guy in L.A. called the Drum Doctor who does a lot of studio rentage, a lot of cartage stuff, a lot of rentals. And John asked him, who are the up-and-coming new guys? Who are some of the newer guys that you would recommend, Ross? And Ross was doing my drums at the time. So I think he recommended, Josh Fries and myself and some other guys. And, every drummer, every, big studio guy had played on Fogerty's album. And I think some of Jeff Beccaro's last stuff was on it. And Keltner, I mean, all the heavy guys, you know, Vinny and Kenny Aronoff, and I'm thinking, what does he want with me? Well, you know, and so I was like, John Fogerty, Creedence, fuck it. Yes, yeah, I'll go down and play with him. So I remember I was rehearsing, we were rehearsing with the Chili Peppers. The studio was in the Valley, and I went down there, and we played this one song. He played it for me. It was a pretty straight-ahead rock song, you know, pretty cool. And it's just me and a bass player and John, and he wanted very particular about the tunings of the drums, which I'd never experienced before. Tuning snare drums to a certain note, you know, kick drums and stuff like that, and you know, I would say anal.
Let me stop you. Are you more of a tension tuner or pitch tuner?
I guess a little of both.
Mm-hmm.
The drums to me sound, that each drum, you know, regardless of the size, has its spot in the tonal range where it speaks. It sounds good. It's not too low. If it's too low, usually, you know, for me, the tension of the top head, it's not going to be playable. I don't use drums that are really big in the studio, so
right.
You can kind of, you don't have to really crank them up, and that way sometimes they get choked. So drums, you know, they're, I'm not like a note guy. I'm not tuned to a note, or this head has to be exactly in tune with that head. But Fogerty was really very, very, I mean, halfway through the song, I play pretty hard. Halfway through the song, the snare will change a little bit, you know, just
right.
from beating it for, you know, 3 or 4 minutes, and we'd stop and, you know, tune it back up and change it. So that was all kind of, that was new for me, but I went with that. I went, okay, man, whatever, you know, it's your thing. I want to make you happy. And I remember we played this one song about 2 or 3 times, went back in, listened to it, and he's like, yeah, it sounds good, man. It sounds good. Yeah, cool. Sounds great. Okay. I'm like, cool. I'm thinking we'll do another song, you know, a swampy kind of CCR thing or something, I was hoping, you know, that he had. And he goes, no, we'll, let's go out and do it again. I'm okay. So we go out and play it again. He made a couple little suggestions. Yeah, maybe, you know, do a little fill into this outro or something. Little things, nothing major. He was seemed pretty happy. I remember the bass player, Bob Glob, session guy. He's done a million things, and I've been on a couple things with him before.
Right.
And we were playing it, and we played it down again, and everybody's smiling. Good, I'm feeling good. I go, great, man. I go, this is great. God, I could do this all day. And Bob looks at me and he goes, you will. Little did I know, we played that same song over and over all day and all night, like 23, 26 times.
Now, I've seen a YouTube video where you get to play with one of your heroes, Ian Paice from Deep Purple.
Yeah.
What was that like?
That was great. Yeah, I've been so fortunate to be able to, you know, play with these guys. And I met them in, we were playing, Chili Peppers were playing in England, and he likes our group. You know, it's wild that these guys that I just looked up to as a kid and these bands that I loved when I was a youngster really like our band. You know, have Jimmy Page come out and Jeff Beck and Brian May and, you know, this English rock royalty was standing on the side of the stage and they're like digging our band, you know. It kind of freaks you out a little bit, but it's really an honor. And I asked Ian if if he would do, I was doing this clinic, if he would play with me on it, and he said he would love to. So that was it. So we just, we played together. You know, once we start playing, we're peers, you know, but I it's hard for me sometimes not to be fanboy a little bit, you know, and so what it was like, man, and, you know, tell me about this. I just have to, like, you know.
Because it looks like in the video that you're really going for it.
You know, I'm playing with Ian Pace, man.
Right.
Come on. It's really a treat just because, you know, Joe, I just love to play, and these guys are like-minded, and they just love to do it, and so we all are just doing it because we love it, man. We're passionate about it.